to desire things in life. But when you spend your whole time crying that God isn't giving it, and get disoriented to where you can't trust Him, and get your mind moving on in the plan of God, I trust you. This is the desire of my heart, but you're not doing it for whatever reason. And I trust you. You can't let the desires of these things haunt so much that you just dwell on them night and day. There are tears dealing with failure. Because of our bad decisions in life. 2 Samuel 14, 2 Samuel 18. David failed in regard to his own son Absalom. David failed in so many areas, and then his failure would take him to weeping. Is that weeping bona fide before God? No, people, it isn't. Please understand that. That is not bona fide before God. Why do I say that? Because He has already taken care of our sins and failures on the cross, and He's standing there ready to move on with your life. You cannot undo sins. You cannot undo past things. You cannot undo them. No one's proud of them, but you've got to leave them behind. Not talk about them, just forget them, and move on in the plan of God. So you can't spend your life crying about what you don't have, and you can't spend your life crying about your failures. We're prone to do that because of the basic instinct of man. So that when we don't perform, we deserve punishment, and we come down on ourselves, and we live in that state. You cannot spend your time shedding tears over the past. Let me rephrase that. You can do that. You shouldn't do that. How do I not do that is a good question. How does one not do that? You get your mind set. Remember where the battle is. The battle is in the mind. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Who? Whose mind is stayed on thee. You keep your mind set on the things you desire that he's not given. You wanted children, he's not given it. You wanted this, you wanted that, whatever it is. And it isn't happening. You keep your mind stayed on that, you're going to stay in tears. Keep your mind stayed on your sins and your failures. And maybe your friends like Job's three friends won't let you forget. Get away from them. Get your mind set on Him. Get your mind set on Him so that He can give you that peace. And then in that peace, you move on. Weeping is related to old age. Weeping is related to old age and in the way things used to be. The way things were at one time. Let's just read this one quickly. Look at Ezra. We haven't studied Ezra in a long time. See if you can find Ezra in the table of content. A lot of reasons why old people weep. Watch what they're weeping about. Ezra chapter 3. Verse 12, the good old days, the wonderful days. So let's take a look. Ezra 3.